It's HBR, and I'm Dave Lawrence, host of All Things Considered. One of my favorite parts doing this show over the last 15 years is the wide range of entertainers we get to speak with. And as we wrap up this year, we are celebrating the lives of guests we said goodbye to. And that includes highlights from a 2018 interview with Brazilian music legend Sergio Mendes.
Aloha, my pleasure talking to you. Looking forward to
it. It's going to be so cool having you back in. And this is not sent to me as a complete list, but I have this guy, Steve, the mystery emailer. And whenever anybody's coming to town, Sergio, he kind of just sends some cool historic stuff, like March 23rd and 24th, 1968, Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66, who were making their Hawaii debut, performed for two sold-out nights at the Blaisdell Concert Hall. One of the lead singers in his band was Lonnie Hall, now Mrs. Herb Alpert. Ticket prices, can you believe this? You can't even get parking for this anymore. Ticket prices were $5, $4, and $3.
Well, that's why I'm still broke. That's interesting.
I love how he pulls this stuff.
It's great.
Here's another one that you did, and it's just a couple of neat chestnuts. August 3rd, 1969, Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66 returned to Hawaii, this time a sold-out crowd at the Blaisdell Arena. Ticket prices went up a little. Would you look at this? $575, $475, $375, but they were still getting folks in at $275.
Oh. That's great. I love that. That's wonderful.
Yeah. It's crazy how things used to be. And that takes us back to you. You're growing up in Brazil. I understand that your pop was a physician, but dial in. What I don't understand is when and how music became such a force in your life that you went to enter a local music conservatory to become a classical pianist.
Right. I was 7 years old, so I went to learn the piano. My mom wants me to learn the piano, and I really enjoyed, you know, learning classical music and practicing and playing, and so that was the beginning. And then after that, when I started listening to jazz pianists like Art Tatum and Thelonious Monk and Horace Silver, so that changed my mind, and I said, wow, I started listening to that kind of music. And then Bossa Nova started in Brazil, late 50s. And I was playing in clubs in Rio de Janeiro, and, you know, I was part of that movement. You know, Antonio Carlos Jobim being the most important of all of them, and our greatest songwriter. And then in 62, there was a Bossa Nova concert at Carnegie Hall. First time I came to the United States. We played there with Jobim and João Gilberto, Stan Getz, Dizzy Gillespie. And then I went back to Brazil and came back here to L.A. in 1965. Then we started auditioning for record companies and met Herb Alpert and Jerry Moss, A&M. They were just starting the company, and they signed me to A&M. And that was the beginning of my career here.
Celebrating another artist who passed this year, the great Sergio Mendes, one of many guests we're grateful for. Here on HBR and All Things Considered, I'm Dave Lawrence.